For those of you who don't know me, I am Patricia Driggers, and we've been in here for the box. And we're doing pathways, and make sure you're in the right class. This is emotional and spiritual health. So this is the third one. We usually teach pathways for 4 weeks and a month. So we'll do that in March. We do it in June and again in September. So we're going to review a little bit of what we went over last time, but part of what we're going to talk about today is recognizing emotional patterns and triggers. So just a quick review of a couple things that we covered, not last week, because Brother Branham actually taught last week, but 2 weeks ago. We talked about the HALT method, which is used in recovery programs, and we said you should always tell yourself not to let yourself become too hungry, too angry, too lonely, or too tired, because that affects your emotions. Yay, they're trickling in. Are the 36 people standing out there somewhere? I don't know where everybody is. Yeah, they said they're out there fellowship. They're just fellowshipping, which is good. Oh, here's another trickler. Thank you, Courtney. Okay, so, and we use the HALT method in recovery programs, but that's the reason for that is because you have to be aware what might be making you feel like you're feeling. So, like, all of a sudden, if you're trying to recover from an addiction and you, all of a sudden you're wanting it, you're supposed to ask yourself these questions and make sure you take care of yourself so that you don't end up having some emotions that might make you do something that you wouldn't normally do if you weren't feeling hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. And then just a quick review, too, of New START, the 8 laws of health. So these are things, too, to help to keep your body in check, which helps keep your mind in check, which helps keep your emotions in check. And so New is N for nutrition, E for exercise, W for water. So these are all things to consider. Make sure, you know, you're doing these things to feel your best. And then START is S for sunshine, T for temperance, A for air, R for rest, and T, the most important, trust God. So I apologize if you weren't here and didn't hear us talk through it, but I didn't want to go through the whole thing again. I just want to remind everybody about those. Okay, so and the reason the New START program was created because an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? So, and also because God created our body and it's the temple of God. So we're supposed to take care of the temple of God. Okay, so now this is, we're already starting with the questions, all right? So hopefully you've been thinking over the last couple weeks a little bit. What behaviors have you exhibited when you did not recognize your triggers? So HALT and New START are ways to recognize some triggers. Whether those triggers are, how did you feel physically, emotionally, or spiritually? So we talked about some of these, and we had some on the board last time, but what in particular, go ahead and give, I've one or two people give an example of when you did not recognize triggers. Actually, I'm going to give the first example, because I am not, I'm a slow learner. So I can live, you know, 63 years before I finally figure things out. I had heard people talking about eating food when they're stressed, and I didn't think I could relate to that. And maybe I didn't really do that a lot of my life, but I do it now. I'm starting to make a connection. So that's an example of I didn't recognize that I was stressed out, but yet I'm like eating. And I'm like, okay, I didn't recognize the trigger. I didn't recognize I was stressed out. But when I saw myself eating things I don't normally eat or eating more than I do, then I had to stop and think, why am I doing this? It must be because I've had such a stressful long day today. So that's an example of I didn't recognize the trigger, even though I knew I had a busy day and I was running. But then when my behavior was that I started eating, then I'm like, aha, I am reacting to my emotions or the stress level because I'm eating more. So that's one example. And there's probably many more. I'm not real good at seeing those. Hopefully you're more introspective than I am. So does anybody else have a behavior they see that have seen themselves do? And then they realize, oh, I'm doing this because of this, but you missed the this, you missed the trigger for the white.
Exhaustion.
Yes. So what did you notice that you were doing before you realized you had gotten that tired?
It just seemed like, well, how did I get here?
Yeah, like laying on the couch or whatever.
But you just don't realize sometimes that the onset of that trigger is happening. And when you get exhausted, it's like you're too worn out to go back and work it through from the beginning.
Yes, that's a very good one. Yes. Somebody else? Yes.
I'll just go to bed.
You just go to bed. When you know you're, when you go to bed, you know, okay, I've overdone it.
Overdone it, and maybe be depressed and not realize it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, with a lot of stuff, so I'll just go to bed. It's like I can just go right to sleep.
Okay. I can relate. I've been doing that. Good morning, Sister Pratt.
Good morning.
Anybody else have an example of they see behaviors they do because they're not recognizing them before the behavior starts? Yes.
There's times, you know, I've been reading the Bible, you know, and when I finish with a chapter, I don't even remember what I read because, you know, I mean, your mind gets wandering off sometimes, and you're just reading, but you're not
right
catching what's going on and what you're reading. I mean, it's just like, now, what did I read? I mean, to me, it's easy to do that, you know, where you get that.
You're not going to tell your age like I did. No, that there's a lot of truth in that. Our minds are going all the time, right? And don't you feel like everybody's minds are going faster now than they did 30 years ago? Because we're bombarded with fast-moving everything. Every video, people talk. I mean, there's so much. We're distracted by our phones, distractions. So when we're trying to focus on praying or reading the Word of God, I have two things I want to say about that. I pray every time I do my Bible reading, Lord, bless your word to my understanding. And also, we talked about doing things in the morning. You don't look at your phone first thing in the morning. And I'm bad about that because it's so hard to not do that. But don't start doing things. And I'm working on this. I'm better because I've learned that if I start doing stuff that I'm like, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to, you know, your day starts. And you're like, I got to do all this today. So that would help. But pray every time you read your Bible. And then every time I'm done, not every time, but almost every time, I love the Word of God. And I just take it and I hug it. And sometimes I kiss my Bible. And I just say, thank you, Lord, so much for your Word and for speaking to me. So make it precious to you, which I'm sure it is. And the more you read it, the more precious it becomes. The other thing is, I heard a preacher say once that don't be hard on yourself if when you read the Bible, you fall asleep. And the reason he said that is because the Word of God brings peace. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our mind needs to rest. That doesn't mean get out your Bible every time you want to take a nap. But he's just saying, you know, it does bring you peace. So that's something to think about too. Any other burning examples before we go on to another question? So what can happen to your spiritual health if you do not recognize those triggers and address them? So we already talked about eating food, going to bed, feeling exhausted, things like that. But what about spiritually? We talked about this a little bit last week too. What can you see about, like, what starts happening to you spiritually before you recognize that there were those triggers, either part of the new start thing or the halt thing? Yes.
Apathy.
Okay. That's really, yeah.
Get so tired and exhausted that just adding something else to the day is just not really.
Yes. Yes. So like when you attend a church service and you're feeling apathetic, you might be out of it and maybe not feel the Spirit of God like you normally do in a church service. Anything else? Brother White.
Apathy leads to doubt.
Mm. those little things that creep in, and it's all because you didn't eat your breakfast or you overdid it the day before, and those, the devil can take those little things. And that's true. We don't want doubt. We want to walk in here with faith. We want to walk in faith daily. Good one. Anything else? Nope. Okay. All right. One more question before we get into more material. When you catch yourself in these behaviors, what can you do to be more like Jesus? What would Jesus do? WWJD, just like Brother Branham was talking about last week. We actually had some of them up on the board 2 weeks ago. What are things you can do to try to be more like Jesus so that you can get over those hurdles that are slowing you down or making you more doubtful or less faithful?
Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut. Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Stay focused.
Stay focused. That one may be a little harder, but you try. Pray about it.
Fast.
Brother White?
Listen.
Brother Taylor?
You're back, like I said, you know, about reading it. If it's no thought or anything like that, you don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't give up. Go back and read it again. That's great. Yep. Any other suggestions? How about praying? If Jesus was having a rough day and all these crowds were all wanting to be healed, sometimes he went away, what, alone in a boat or out in the wilderness to pray. Sometimes you just need to take, we're going to talk about this later in the lesson, take a break. Take a break from life. Get rid of those distractions physically. Get your phone and turn it off or put it way in the other end of the house so you can't hear it. Things like that. There's things you can do to help lead you to be more like Jesus and be more spiritual. And we talked about it before, like playing worship music, having worship music playing, you know, things to direct your attention to God throughout the day as you are working, just keeping your mind stayed on Jesus. Okay, so now we're going to talk about healthy boundaries and your own personal responsibility. So we actually have talked about some things you can do personally to bring yourself back and become more centered. Okay, so I'm going to sing a song to you. This is Sunday school. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down with love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. And there's more verses. There's be careful, little ears, what you hear. We're not going to sing the whole thing, but be careful, little tongue, what you say. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little heart, whom you trust. And be careful, little mind, how you think. So there's all those verses, okay? Who remembers that from Sunday school? Yep. I don't remember it from Sunday school because I didn't get saved till I was 18, but I do know the song. So let's look at scriptures for each one of them, all right? We talked about the eyes, right? So somebody read the first scripture about the eyes on the PowerPoint. Anybody? Thank you.
The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
Awesome. That's Matthew 6, 22 and 23. So remember, we're talking about things you can personally do to help you with your emotions and your spiritual walk. So be careful what your eyes see. I can think of a lot of things that can pertain to, especially in our society nowadays, because of our stupid phones and because of the idiot box, right? because when you walk through Walmart, they even have talking advertisements coming at you. It's everywhere you go. It's crazy. Okay, who will please read the second verse about eyes on the screen? Thank you.
Psalms 121, 1 through 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Awesome. So just like Brother Taylor said, we have these distractions, televisions, phones, advertisements, all this stuff coming at us, but what do we need to do with our eyes? Keep them focused on the Lord, right? Okay, let's go to the next body part. We're on ears. Aren't those cute little ears? Who will read the first verse about ears, please? Sister Courtney?
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
And that means the teachers don't have itching ears. The person hearing has itching ears, wanting to hear something good or looking for some new thing. We use the scripture a lot in end times, right? Which we're probably are living in right now. So again, you be careful what you see, be careful what you hear. So that would be listening to the news, right? Stuff like that. And all the false news, which now it's getting harder and harder to tell the difference between what is real and what is false. So it's all lining up with Revelation, right? And who will read this short little verse, the second one? Go ahead.
I hate what you hear. Mark 4:24.
Yes. So again, just be careful. These are personal boundaries you can set for yourself. Okay, let's talk about the tongue. Who will read the first verse? Thank you.
Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles.
Yes. Proverbs 21:23. So think about that. Your soul from troubles. And think about our topic, emotions. Right? So be careful, little tongue, what you say. Sometimes you're digging your own hole,
yeah.
Right? Digging your own grave. Okay, someone read the second verse, please.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Ephesians 4:29.
Awesome. So, you think about your tongue, it's the most unruly member of your body. That's what the Bible says, right? So we put that in the category of gossip and things like that. But also what you speak, it's not just watching that you're not saying bad things or gossiping. It's also that what you do say is glorifying to God. Yes. Yes. And how you say it. That's true. And that's another thing we butt against in this world. When you send a text or email, how is that being taken? I'm all for real communication, you know, face to face, words, talking. They say that when you talk to someone, only 10% of what they say, the words they say, comes through. You know what comes through more? Facial expressions and body language. That's the rest of the 90%. So when you think about it, when you're reading a text and you're reading an email, you're only getting the words. So no wonder we have no idea what the perception is that the person is that's communicating with you is trying to get to through to you. See what I'm saying? Okay, next body part, hands. Who will read the first scripture?
If the hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into the life lane than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Mark 9:40.
Awesome. So that's a little warning and a depressing verse. Sister Tina, will you read the second verse to uplift us a little bit?
She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. Proverbs 31:20.
That's very similar to the ears that we just read. So we read a kind of a scary verse about ears, like don't gossip, that kind of stuff. Instead, use your tongue to edify. I guess tongue is what I meant to say, tongue. And then your hands, the first verse says, you know, if you're doing something you're not supposed to do, cut your hands off. It's better to be handless than to go to hell, right? But then the second verse tells you some things you can do with your hands that are good things, that are edifying, helping the poor, helping in the homeless shelters, helping in the food kitchen, soup kitchen, stuff like that. All right, now we're on feet. Who will read the first verse about feet?
I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. Psalms 119:1.
Awesome. And somebody read the second one, please.
He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. 2 Samuel 22:34.
Awesome. So hinds' feet are, they can walk up really steep, ragged, rocky, and they're fine. They don't lose their balance or anything. Unlike me, I can't even walk without losing my balance. But that's how it is when you're serving the Lord. He puts you on high ground. He is our rock. So make sure your feet are going towards the high things of God, not towards the low carnal things of this world, right? You know that little Sunday school song meant so much to us adults, right? It's for us too. It's not just kids that need to watch these body parts. We all need to. Next body part is the heart. Who will read the first scripture?
My flesh and my heart faileth, that God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:28.
Awesome. And the second heart scripture. I don't know who started. Go ahead. That's who I saw with the hand.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's Psalm 28. Thank you, Jesus. So your heart, guard your heart. The Bible talks, I think Brother Branham brought this up, it talks about your heart more than your mind in the Bible, because your heart is where your emotions are. Your mind, yes, that too, but also your mind can be more logical, and we can tend to use our own logic to do things our way instead of God's way. But if your heart is tender toward the Lord, it's almost like I think of it this way, your heart is closer to your spirit. And we've got the Spirit of God. We want to be in tune with the Spirit of God. So don't rationalize it away. I mean, that's kind of how I look at that. The last body part is the mind, okay? So who wants to read that short little first scripture? Anybody?
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, Ephesians 4:23.
Awesome. And Sister Tina, the second one?
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26:3.
Awesome. Yes, I like that one too. And that goes back to the distractions. It's like you have to train yourself, and you have to, you know, focus on the Lord, you know, to make that in the forefront of your mind. Now, I'll read this last one. And the only reason I put it on here is because this picture, and it made me think of this verse. It has nothing to do with the mind, but that's a brain going like that. It looks like he's saying, and Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Doesn't he look like he's doing that? Get thee behind me, Satan. That's why I picked that picture. All right. So you are what you eat. Garbage in, garbage out. Oh, be careful. It's all part of it. And that's all your responsibility, right? God can't make your feet go places that you should be going instead of places you shouldn't be going. He can't keep you from hearing things you shouldn't hear, maybe listening to bad music or, I don't know, some crazy person on a podcast or whatever. You know, fill your heart, your mind, your ears, your feet, everything with God and his love. So an example is Facebook Reels. All right, so garbage in, garbage out, you are what you eat. So I'm probably everybody in here has watched Facebook Reels. Have you noticed what they do? If you watch one Facebook Reel of a cat, what does Facebook keep feeding you?
Cats.
Video cats. Over and over and over again. If you watch something, maybe you click on a reel and you're like, oh, whoops, they're saying a bad word. You didn't even mean to. Unfortunately, Facebook sees that you clicked on it, and then they're going to feed you that stuff. So be careful what you hear, what you see, what you touch with your hands on your phone. So that's an example of you have to guard your heart. You have to guard yourself and watch what you're doing. So what are some things that we do to fill our minds or time with that can steal away the peace of God or be a hindrance to our spiritual health, besides looking at reels on Facebook? What are
Sorry.
Worry. Good one. Good one. It could be any of the body parts.
Just watching too many movies or something on television. Mm-hmm. Just watching more apostolic preaching on YouTube or something.
Yeah, there you go. Good one. What else?
For me, I'm a news junkie, and I travel every week, so I got a lot of windshield time. I listen to news a lot, and I can tell when it's affecting me. So then I'll have to turn it off and put on my playlist and listen to the songs of worship or something that way, because I can tell when I consume too much of that, because it gets my thinking going the wrong direction about just everything. But when I was thinking about these things here, eyes, ears, tongues, hands, feet, heart, and mind, all those things can work against us for our spiritual health. But all those things can work for us for our spiritual health. Mm-hmm. And it's like what you said, it's what we take in. Mm-hmm. We'll decide what that spiritual health is going to be. So, yeah.
Good.
By the way, participating in conversations that are more on the negative, yes, life is awful side, as,
yes,
opposed to,
yes,
seeing the good parts.
And that is one, I know that they say most people are pessimistic as opposed to optimistic, but I love CLC because I feel positive energy here, and people here are friendly and they smile for the most part. I mean, that doesn't mean we're perfect every day, and we all battle, you know, our hungry, angry, lonely, tired stuff, you know, and we all have bad days where we might actually be sick. But for the most part, at least I know, I'm not saying nobody gossips or nobody says negative things, because that's against human nature. You know, we tend to do that, but I don't hear that around here. Or if I do, I just go the other way. So that's awesome. I mean, that's why it's so important. The Bible says, even more as you see the day approaching, to not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. This old world's getting, ugh. I mean, I didn't think it'd get this bad this fast, but ugh. I mean, we've seen it for decades, but now just in the last few weeks, it's like, wow, all this stuff that's just straight out of the Bible and Revelation. It's like, you can't, you know, we need each other. We're brothers and sisters. We're here to uphold each other, to encourage each other, to pray for each other. And that's where you get strength, is from the Lord and from your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Okay, we're just going to go over this quickly, and then what we're going to do next week is we will go over these 7 spiritual health habits and questions, and we'll talk about it in a little more detail, and we're going to pull out Bible verses to go with this. So I'm going to tell you up front, these 7 spiritual health habits, I want you to already be thinking, I want you guys to find Bible verses. You can use this, this is on your handout, isn't it? Aren't they listed on, okay. So go through and think about them, and you guys come up with verses to go with these 7, and we'll go into it a little deeper next week. So spiritual health habit number 1 is the daily check-in. Ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? And you can ask how you feel physically, mentally, and emotionally, but we're focusing on spiritually. But sometimes those other categories do affect how we feel spiritually. So kind of check in with yourself. That's one thing you can do. Spiritual health habit number 2, take a breathing space. When you feel restless, doubtful, overwhelmed, or frustrated, remember to pause and breathe. I see this in action when we go to Barcelona and visit our one and only grandchild. He just turned 4, and his mom uses this all the time with him. When she sees that he's getting agitated, she says, stop and breathe. And she's got him trained, and he just inhale. Exhale. That works miracles. I could go to sleep right now. Everybody try it. Take a big inhale and then slowly blow the breath out through your mouth. And I like to do this. Some people do it different ways. I like just to push down, because they're like, got all this stress. You feel all this tension in your neck and your shoulders. But what you're doing is you're releasing it. and you're letting God let his peace come to your mind. So let's do it right now. Breathe in and exhale slowly and push out all that stress. When I do that, I don't want to move. It feels so good to have my hands and arms heavy at my side, because women in particular, where do we carry our stress? In our shoulders and our necks. It's like I tell myself throughout the day, shoulders down, shoulders down. And I'll do this a lot, shoulders down, you know, because I get all knotted up in here. So that breath really helps. And it works wonders for our grandson. So that really does make a difference, especially people that are suffering with anxiety. That's something you might need to practice a lot, is deep breathing can help a lot with that.
What was that third thing you said? Relax. A deep breath.
Oh, just inhale and then blow out through your nose slowly.
Started with O.
Oxygen. I don't know what I said. It started with an O. And does anybody know what she's talking about? I don't know, hon.
That's okay. That's okay.
I don't know. Some words come out of my mouth all the time. I don't know what. I want. Be careful, little tongue. If I said an O word, I'm sorry. Okay, spiritual health habit number 3, move more slowly. Rushing often leads to mistakes. Remember to enjoy the moment. Who has noticed that when you've got all this stuff to do and you're running around, what happens? You get stressed. I drop things. Yeah. I run into walls. I mean, so that's not productive, right? So if you stop and take the breath and slow down, you will be more productive. There was something, yeah, I was going to say, there's something you used to say. What was that?
I use this all the time, especially if I'm really busy or when I'm working with other people in their businesses. I always tell them, because we all have the habit, we just want to go 100 miles an hour. And I picked this up somewhere years ago, where I picked that. Slow is smooth. Smooth is fast. If you go too fast, you're just going to make mistakes and everything. But slow is smooth. And smooth as fast.
Yeah. I knew as soon as I said that, I thought, you used to say something. I like that. It's really the same thing as haste makes waste. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
So haste makes waste is kind of the same concept. There's a lot of truth in that. And just to give you a little preview of what we're going to talk about, maybe just touch on it briefly in March, but I think it might be in June. We're going to talk more about mindfulness. And that is part of just slowing down and thinking. And then some of these others go along with mindfulness too. So spiritual health habit number 4, get enough rest. Ask yourself, am I getting enough sleep? Am I doing too much? What can I let go of? And that might mean sometimes saying no. When you feel like your plate is getting too full and you feel that stress building up, you can't. There's a lot of yes people out there, usually females. A lot of times we do that to ourselves. We think we have to be everything to everybody. Like we think we have to be everybody's God, do everything for them. No, we got to learn to say no sometimes when we feel like we're taking on too much. Rest, of course, that goes along with halt too. Don't let yourself get too tired. Spiritual health habit number 5, practice gratitude. Hallelujah. What are 3 things you are grateful for today? Now, that's kind of mindfulness. This is going to go along with mindfulness when we talk about it. Every day, especially if you start listening to negative news or thinking negative thoughts, just focus on making yourself just name 3 things I'm thankful for today. All right? So we're going to go around the room, and everybody just name 1 thing that you are thankful or grateful for. Brother Freeman. Yeah, get out of bed and alive.
Wake up, I guess.
Okay, to wake up.
My family.
Her family.
My wife.
Wife. Aw. What are you thankful for?
Just family.
Family.
My family.
Family.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
My spouse.
Awesome. Wow, all this, I've seen all these hearts right here.
And I'm grateful the Lord is still with me.
Awesome.
I'm grateful my kids are here today.
Awesome.
I'm glad I have a sound mind.
Well, is that questionable? Or raise your hand if you think Sister Boggs has a sound mind. Oh, Brother Boggs raised his hand. Smart man. Brother Boggs.
Answer my prayers, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Brother White.
Buds and blooms at springtime.
I know. I was hoping somebody would say that. I love spring.
Mercy.
Mercy.
The word.
The word. Sister Crystal.
Friends.
Friends.
My health.
Your health. Great. Sister Kennedy.
What are you grateful for?
Life itself.
Awesome. Life itself. And Courtney?
A roof over my head.
Awesome. Hubby?
Grace and mercy.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord. So, see, doesn't that build you up? Just hearing all those things. Like, you might not have thought of the same things somebody else in here did, but now you got a whole list, 20 different things. Spiritual health habit number 6, live one day at a time. This is what mindfulness is about. So staying in today can make the big things feel smaller and more manageable. Okay, that's for you people that have anxiety and say, what if, what if, what if, what if? Stop the what ifs. Don't think ahead. You know, most of the things we worry about never happen. And you're using your body and your nerves and your mind and your heart and everything to be so worried about something. But what if this happens? And guess what? Most of the time, I mean, it's probably 90% or more of the time, it never happens. So take that energy instead and give it to God. Give it to whatever you need to be focusing on at the moment, whether it's the Word of God or praying or whether it's work or housework or whatever it is. Don't get stuck in that. It's a negative pattern to worry, what if, what if, what if. And I know we're human. We all worry. We all do it. But some people do run away with it more and really, really suffer from anxiety. Sometimes it turns into panic attacks. So again, it is a personal responsibility and it does take training. Remember, for every, now I'm going to forget, I think it's for every negative thought you have to say 5 positive, there's different ways you look it up, it's like 3 to 7. We'll say 5 positive thoughts to get that negative thought out of your head. So just like you're responsible for keeping your room or your house clean and your dishes clean, you're also responsible for keeping all those body parts clean, your mind and your heart and your hands. And spiritual health number 7, be kind with your words, thoughts, and actions. And that goes along with the tongue too. Not the words you say, the way you say it. Somebody said that too. So these are all things that can help your spiritual health to be better. And 10:38, I did really good. Next week, we are going to talk about paying attention to the inner life without self-absorption. Okay, so remember we talked about my will, my will, my will. Okay, it's not wrong to try to make yourself better or make your body parts behave better, that to be more like Jesus. It's wrong if you become too self-absorbed with it. A quick example would be, exercise profiteth little. It still profits you. You benefit from it. But there are people that are so focused on it. That's all they do 24/7. And they turn into these big bodybuilders and all that. And, you know, you can go too far. That goes along with moderation that we talked about before too, or temperance, which is part of New Start. And we're going to talk about growing emotionally mature alongside spiritual maturity. I'm hoping that we kind of already been talking about this, things that we can become aware of and acknowledge so that we can have better spiritual health. Because you know that all works together. We've got our minds, we've got our bodies, we've got our mental health, we've got our emotional health, and we've got our spiritual health. That's a holistic approach, meaning we are paying attention, not in a bad way, not in a prideful way, but paying attention to ourselves to take care of ourselves, because our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And we want to live a life pleasing to God. And sometimes that means you got to take care of yourself sometimes to do better. Okay, so what questions do you have or what thoughts do you have?
Well, yes. I was just going to add, so spring is what, next Sunday or Saturday? And we always have that terminology of, I'm spring cleaning. Well, I've started doing that in my house. And I'm proud of myself because we can let so much, quote, baggage in our own life build up. It's like in our home, if I notice for myself when I get rid of baggage or extra things, it kind of relieves stress in my own life. And I know we can apply that spiritually as well. But when you get rid of things, we kind of make room for God to work.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Make room for more spiritual things. You free yourself up a little bit. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that analogy. Thank you.
I've definitely noticed that this week. Getting rid of declutter.
Amen. Yes. You don't feel so overwhelmed and so crowded and claustrophobic and like, everything's a mess. Yes, that is so true. A lot of spring cleaning going around.
Our sales this
year. Yes.
There you go. That's what we need to do.
What'd you say?
I said there's going to be a lot of garage sales this summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or marketplace posts. But not if we're fasting our phones.
That's true.
Okay, any other thoughts? No? Thank you all for being here. Let's pray. We forgot to pray before we started. I'm sorry. I usually have my prayer pray. I didn't even think about it. Well, let's pray now and get our hearts ready. Get this all this stuff out of our mind and get ready to go in there and worship the Lord. Jesus, we love you so much, Lord. You are so awesome, God. We thank you, Jesus, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you made our emotions, you made our bodies, you made our minds, you made our hearts, and you fill us with your spirit, God. Lord, help us to learn to keep the junk out of our lives, to keep ourselves healthy so that we can be healthy spiritually, God. We trust you in this, and we give ourselves to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.